As part of our summer adventure series, we've been following some of you around on your vacations.
I'm Sally Neidel. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm in Iquitos, Peru. We just returned from a 10-day stint at a remote biological station on a tributary of the Amazon River.
My name is Craig Saunders. I'm from Basking Ridge, New Jersey, and this summer my 16-year-old daughter and I are going to trek the snows of Kilimanjaro.
My name is Alice Dyke from Houston, Texas. My summer adventure is to go with my choir for a week-long residency in Canterbury Cathedral in England.
This week we're talking to Sarah McCluster of Charleston, South Carolina. She and her husband Donald are in Mongolia at the end of an 18-day trip. Welcome to the program.
Well, Senbano, that's welcome, and hello. Mongolia. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. How did you decide to go to Mongolia?
Well, Mongolia is one of those places I dreamed of going as a little girl. My father used to tell me when he was trying to get away from us as kids that he was going to Outer Mongolia, so we wouldn't want to go. But, of course, it captured my imagination. And then in 2005, when I heard an NPR program on President Bush's visit to Mongolia, it sounded like such an incredible place that I began planning this trip then.
So what have you been doing over the past couple of weeks?
We have traveled from one end of the country to the other in the last several weeks. We flew into Ulaanbaatar and then flew down to the Gobi Desert. We rode camels there, and then we went to the Flaming Cliffs where the original dinosaur bones were found by Roy Chapman Andrews, who was the original Indiana Jones, and then drove through the central part of the country all the way nearly to the Siberian border.
Oh, man, I hate to ask you to tell us what the most interesting thing you've seen, given what you've just told us. You've seen many.
Goodness, the most interesting thing that we've seen has to have been the Ganden Monastery in Ulaanbaatar. It's the original and primary Tibetan Buddhist monastery in the country, and it's just such a moving place. As you may know, the communist purges here in the 1930s killed many of the monks, and so the rebirth of the monasteries has been just incredible, and the centerpiece of that is the Ganden Monastery.
So do you think you'll go back?
I would love to come back here. One of the things that surprised me, I expected it to be a really beautiful place, but I think I was shocked to find out just how the people are here. I didn't have any real good feel for what the people would be like, but our driver and our guide that we had on this trip, I just can't say enough about how inspiring these people are.
Sarah McCluster of Charleston, South Carolina. She's in Moron, Mongolia with her husband, Donald. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope that other people will consider making this adventurous trip.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.